Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody listening all over North America. You could be in California with the Dodgers. You could be in Toronto, Canada with the Blue Jays. You could be here in Atlanta with me. And nothing fancy about our teams. Nothing. Nothing at all. You could be in New York City with our producer, Ryan Botcher. The football team's up there. Nothing worth a damn. And you could be in Louisiana. Thank you so much to Jim Derry for joining us last hour from NOLA News and NOLA.com. You could be in Miami, Florida, where the Ravens are getting ready to take on the Miami Dolphins in the return of two-time MVP Lamar Jackson. And, you know, this show gets started every weekday, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 375, and a smart speaker if you have one. Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. And we talked about the Dodgers losing to the Blue Jays last night on the brink of elimination. We talked about Aiden Hutchinson getting paid by the Detroit Lions. We talked about Dexter Lawrence of the New York Giants getting called out, criticized by former New York Giants player and great Carl Banks. We talked about the LSU Tigers. Of course, they're looking for a new head coach. Man, they got the governor of the state butting into their business? Okay. We gave you a preview of the Ravens and the Dolphins. Ryan Botcher and I both believe the Ravens will win. And then we got more to get into. How about this? We got a Major League Baseball multiple-time All-Star joining us next break. His name is Brett Boone. Yeah, Brett Boone he's an Odyssey insider. Even sat on the bench, was a hitting coach this year. Good for Brett Boone. We'll talk about the World Series with Brett. We'll get into some of these injuries in the NBA already. Heck, what a shock. Anthony Davis got hurt last night. What a world. What a world. And, you know, speaking of injuries, you know, I wasn't here yesterday. By the way, if you want to call up, you can do that too. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief all over the internet. You know, right before we went to break, we talk football, right? And started to take a look at some of these injuries and talked about Lamar Jackson and his return. Hopefully he stays healthy. He's been relatively healthy over the past few seasons. No way that he'd be in MVP contention if he did not. And it's good. Because there was a point in time when Lamar Jackson, you looked at him and you said, man, is he going to exit a playoff game with a concussion? Is he going to break his knee? Is he going to pop this? Is he going to pop that? And he's become just so great of a passer. And then also bringing on, Henry has certainly helped them too. And so I feel good about what they've been. But you've always had to think about injuries. And then even last break with Jim Derry, you know, we talked about all these sports in Louisiana. And you look at a guy like Zion. Zion played last night against the Denver Nuggets. He was out the game before that. And I'm just like, how did the season just started, man? Best shape of your life and you're already missing in action? And then unfortunately, I wasn't here yesterday. But then on Tuesday, we got all this this new NBC, which I love, by the way. I love the NBA on NBC. I love the intros, great storytelling. It's awesome. Rather than just slap a basketball game on, the production value with NBC is amazing. You had Bob Costas setting up an intro. This is what I loved about the NBA on NBC, as opposed to just throwing the game on. And then you also get the introduction. So shout outs to NBC for the amazing job that they've done with the basketball. Now, having said that, we got Michael Jordan, right? We learned over the summertime that Michael Jordan would be a contributor on NBC, and he kind of pop up here and there. We had no idea what exactly he was going to do, but they basically sat down, recorded a bunch of segments with him, and pretty much that's all we're going to get. I mean, this week it was about load management. And I don't know, next week, Botcher, do we even know what they're going to talk about next week?
I did not see if they teased it. I'm assuming it's be something dumb, like players leaving for a different team to win championships.
Oh, super teams. Yeah, basically. Probably. Yeah, I'm sure we'll get there eventually with Michael Jordan. And so Michael Jordan was asked about load management, and we know, we've heard about it. San Antonio Spurs really pushed it when Tim Duncan got older and Manu Ginobili got older. And then it started to Tony Parker, everybody. And then it started to spread across the league. I need to sit out, and I'm not healthy, and the contracts can continue to balloon up. And, man, we're investing all this money into a dude. And if he gets hurt, are we now wasting our money if he can never play? And we have to hold their hands, and the players are not stupid either. They understand, wow, I can, if I'm good, I can play for 10 to 15 and maybe 20-something years and just kind of make as much money as I can. All I got to do is stay healthy and not get injured. And so it's a catch-22 on both ends. And then you got a guy like Michael Jordan, who through his 15 years total aggregate, we know he retired once to go play baseball after the murder of his father. He took 3 years off after he initially retired, came back, wrapped things up with the Wizards. Michael Jordan always played. Outside of when Michael Jordan broke his damn foot in his second year, Michael Jordan always played. 82 games, 82 games, 82 games, 81 games, 82 games, 82, 80, 78. The year that he came back, he played 17. Doesn't count when he unretired. And in the final three seasons with the Bulls, 82, 82, 82. And then he went to the finals and just whooped everybody's ass then. I mean, Michael Jordan's final season with Washington when he was 39 years old and he was running around on one knee, Michael Jordan played all 82 games. And I get it. Here we got LeBron James and, you know, he's a couple years older. It was a feat in a beat your ass era, put an elbow in you era for Michael Jordan to play 82 games in his final season. Now we know Michael Jordan also not shy in gambling or drinking. Smoking, but still busting your ass on a basketball court. Michael Jordan was asked about load management on NBC. This is what he said.
It shouldn't be needed, first and foremost. You know, I never wanted to miss a game because it was an opportunity to prove. It was something that I felt like, you know, the fans are there that watch me play. I want to impress that guy way up on top who probably worked his ass off to get a ticket or to get money to buy the ticket. The guys are coming to watch me play. I don't want to miss that opportunity. Now, physically, if I can't do it, then I can't do it. But physically, if I can do it, and I just don't feel like doing it, that's a whole different lens. I always felt the necessary need that I could never leave my comrades out if I could perform, right? Even if I couldn't, you know, Utah, great example. You know, everybody said the flu game. It's game five, which is a very pivotal game. I was going to find a way to get out there, even if I was a decoy. Well, once I got out there, you know, you never know how, you know, pushing yourself, you never know what happens, right? The next thing you know, the emotions, the situation, the need of the team, you know, all those things catapulted me to, I'm going to gut this thing out.
Yeah, he said he felt obligated to his teammates. He felt obligated to the fans who bought a ticket. And I get it. That's a lunchbox mentality. Michael Jordan didn't just wake up and be the greatest. He wasn't anointed the greatest in high school. He wasn't anointed the greatest in college. He had to kind of work his way up to that and just kind of took it. Like, that's what Michael Jordan did. And so he has an appreciation, I believe, to go out there and compete. And I get it. The money isn't crazy. But at the same time, Michael Jordan had every excuse in the world to say, I need to take a break. I just went to all these damn finals. I need a break. I got Scottie Pippen over here and Tony Kukoc. I need a break. Hey, I was just filming a movie. I need a break. I was just over here doing this for Nike and Brand Jordan. I'm launching my own shoe. I need a break. The guy never stopped. He was ruthless. And I think that's why he ended up being the greatest basketball player of all time. For the good, the bad, everything that you saw in The Last Dance and whatnot, it was good. And I'm certainly hoping when you got guys like Victor Wembanyama, and I don't know if you're 6'4", or excuse me, I don't know if you can be 7'4" or 7'5". I don't know if your body can last. I don't expect your body to last 82 games. But the fact is, to have a mentality of, if I'm healthy, I'm going out there, is something that's needed. Can we kind of reset things? We had Joel Embiid the other day complaining. Someone who's been hurt the past few seasons complaining about the minutes that he gets. Is it because he sees Vijay Ejkon and sees him as the future? Is it because he knows and understands that Maxey is also the future in Philadelphia? We got too many dudes in the NBA that complain instead of going out there and letting the basketball do their talking. And so I agree with Michael Jordan. We should need have no reason. He also hit another great point. Michael Jordan made it very clear. Hey, you're playing basketball for 2 to 3 hours a night. And it's not even every night. What are you doing all the other times? Are you in recovery? Are you stretching? Are you taking care of your body? And we get it. Some days you are going to be hurt. Some days you're not going to want to play. Push it. Okay? You can either go or you can't. And I think, as I mentioned, part of this also comes down to the teams. When you're investing 60 and 70 mil into a player, are you going to want them to push it to go out there and play? And the answer is no. So look, things change, times change. I know even a couple of years ago, and God knows it'll probably crop up again. You know, we've heard, you know, word about maybe shortening the games. And I'm like, man, just because all this money is out here, don't make the players punks. Don't soften up the league. Don't soften up the NBA because of the money, because of the investment. I get it. It's a business and the money will always speak. But don't screw up the game. Don't make the players soft because you need the cash. It's the same thing with pitching in baseball. We can't have a guy go out here and give you a complete game. We can't do this. We got to baby everybody because we got to pay them all this money. Don't let the players get soft, please. And unfortunately, injuries are a part of sports. Some dudes get hurt more than others. Hello, Anthony Davis. And then how about this? On that same Tuesday where Michael Jordan gave his thoughts on load management, Tracy McGrady was right up there on the stage. And Tracy McGrady, one of the greatest offensive players ever. But one of the issues for Tracy McGrady, something that will keep Tracy McGrady from being looked upon as, hey, you were that guy, were injuries. He might be in a damn Hall of Fame. He might be a 7-time All-Star. But Tracy McGrady was always hurt. Was he too thin? Was he too frail? He talked about having an issue in his back. He had to get an epidural before the start of every season, he revealed on NBC. Tracy McGrady said, man, if we'd used load management when I played, Man, I'd still be playing now. He ain't go that far. But take a listen to what T-Mac had to say about load management.
I try to play every game, mm-hmm. right? But then looking back on my career and now load management is in place, mm-hmm. do I wish I had? Yeah, absolutely, because I wanted to be playing longer in my prime. I didn't get that many years in my prime, right? So I had 3 years in Toronto as a young pup trying to learn the game. Then 7 solid years as a prime player. I wish I had more of that on the back end of my career, which it got derailed.
But would you say some of that is injury-based and not really the load management? Like, you had injuries. Like, that's just a reality.
Yeah,
and it's an unfortunate
My load in Orlando was heavy, mm-hmm. very heavy, right? I mean, being a teammate of Grant Hill, and we know the situation with him, so.
Yeah, Grant Hill, his ankles went out. Yeah, by the time the Tracy McGrady got to the Houston Rockets, okay, he was 25 years old. From 25 to 32, he fell apart. There was no prime for Tracy McGrady. He played 78 games his first season in Houston. He played 47 the next year, 71 in his third, 66 when he was 28, 35 games when he was 29. In 30, at the age of 30, he was done already. He was cooked. He played with Houston and then got traded to the Knicks. He played a combined 30 games that season. At the age of 31, he was done. He was playing for Detroit. He played 72 games. He finished his career in Atlanta playing 52 games. He was 32 years old. So you want to talk about a prime? For Tracy McGrady, there was no prime between the age of 25 in 32. He only played 70, he played more than 72 games once. He played more than 70 games 3 times. And by the time he got to Detroit, he's coming off the bench. Shout outs to T-Mac, but it's a hard knock life. Not everybody makes it. Come on, man. I remember when Grant Hill came out, they were looking at Grant Hill. Oh, he's going to be the next Michael Jordan. Come on now. I'm not going to say he was going to be MJ, but them knees and them ankles said, no, thank you. We could talk about a guy like Greg Oden. How would he lasted? Brandon Roy with the Trailblazers. I mean, these are just guys over the past 20 years. The injuries ate them up. If Yao Ming, if his feet could have lasted, if he wasn't so damn big with them small-ass feet, no disrespect, Yao, what would he look like? Come on now. Injuries are a part of sports, and some guys, they just can't hack it. They just can't. I agree with MJ. I just hope the NBA, it just doesn't go soft. It doesn't. It's going to take a player out on the court to just kind of bully the system. I'm hoping it's Wembanyama, a guy like Anthony Edwards. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we're getting ready for the start of Thursday night football between the Dolphins and the Ravens, but we're going to take a break. We're going to talk some baseball on the other side. We're going to have a conversation with a former All-Star, and now he's an Odyssey Sports Insider. He was a hitting coach this year as well for the Texas Rangers. We're going to get his thoughts on the World Series. Joining us is former Mariner Brett Boone. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, yeah, we got the NBA back. We got NFL going on. But, man, we only got maybe one game left in the baseball season. Maybe two if the Dodgers can pick up a victory tomorrow. Yes, the World Series is still here. The baseball season is coming to a close. And right now it's time to have a chat with someone very familiar with baseball. I mean, he played, he was an all-star, gold glove this, an all-star this. He did it all. We're being joined by someone who is an Odyssey insider. His name is Brett Boone. And insider calls are presented by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers the professional-grade products you need, delivered when and where you need them. You can call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Brett, you can also hear him on his Brett Boone podcast. Hey, Brett, thank you for the time, man. How are you?
You got it, JR. I'm doing all right.
A busy year. You ended up being a hitting coach for the Rangers and Bruce this year.
Yeah.
How's your year been, man? You doing good?
I'm doing all right. I'm in detox mode now. You know, I'm not used to going back to work, but it was definitely interesting. It was, man, it was a lot, but I really enjoyed the players. Getting back in uniform, it's been a while for me, and you know, got the juices flowing again. We came up a little bit short. We had a lot of injuries down the stretch to some of our key guys, especially offensively. And you know, we made a push late. We got to within a game of the wild card, but it wasn't meant to be. So yeah, now I'm kind of detoxing and coming off 5 months of every day going at it. But yeah, definitely got the juices flowing for me. But I'm looking forward to some time off.
That's good. I'm happy to hear that, Brett. I mean, we're almost at the end of the season here. We may have one game left. We may have two. I know you were hitting coach. What the heck is going on with the Dodgers? This is just a slump. You can't do anything about this, right?
Well, I think the Dodgers are still the Dodgers. And at any time, they can come up and do what they do to opponents. The interesting thing for me is, you know, we went through Toronto in September. And I came away from that series, I think they beat us 2 out of 3. And I came away saying, you know, they're a good team. And they were on fire at this point in the season. And I thought, but it's a little bit more than that. They're really good. But they've got that special something that comes along once in a while. I was lucky enough to have it a few times during my career, but it's not something that you have all the time. It's an aura. It's a feeling. It's, you know, that look to one another, teammate to teammate, knowing that we're going to find a way to win this game. They had that magic, and I remember leaving there. The city's on fire, you know, and it's not just at the stadium, the fans coming out. You walk out of the stadium, and I'd walk home to our hotel after the games, and just – it's just buzzing. I mean, it's almost like it's the early 90s when Toronto was all brand new and the Sky Dome was brand new and that city was on fire. But they've got something special going. So it doesn't, as good as the Dodgers are, it doesn't surprise me one bit that they put them in a box right now and have them 3-2 at this point, because they've been doing this for this. It started with the second half of the season for them this year, and they've kept it going through the playoffs. Their key guys are coming up big when they need to. And the key to that offense, Toronto, which is they put the ball in play. In a day and age where strikeouts have become kind of the norm, Toronto doesn't approach it offensively like that. They really battle you with two strikes, and they put the ball in play with the thought process being you got a chance. If you put the ball in play, you have no chance if you strike out. So that's one thing I noticed about their team, especially their offense, that's really heads and tails above everybody else.
Well, we got a Major League Baseball legend and Odyssey insider. Brett Boone is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. You talk about what you've seen from this team with Toronto. A very young. They got a lot of juniors, quite a few people, the dads that you ended up playing with that I'm going, well, damn, I watched this dad play too, and now I'm watching his son. What impresses you about the Guerreros, and God bless him, he's been hurt, but the Bichettes of the world, what have you seen from these guys? What can you pass on? You come from a baseball family.
It's a quiet leadership. These are kids that they grew up like I did. You know, they grew up from the time they were out of diapers, you're at the ballpark, and you're hanging around with dad, and you're living the life. That doesn't necessarily mean, you know, my whole life I was asked, well, it had to be an advantage for you being around the ballpark. I came up with an answer finally, and it was, I don't know how much it helped me growing up the way I did, but I know one thing. I know it didn't hurt me. Same with these guys. They've been through it with their fathers. They know how to play the game. They're high IQ players. They seem to have a real leadership quality to both of them, just watching them from the opposing dugout. And Vladdy, you know, is a bona fide superstar at this point, and he's really upped his game in this postseason. It's kind of carried him. But I want to pay attention to some of the other players. The Varshows, the Bargers, Jimenez, Schneider yesterday leads off with a home run off Snell to get things going. And their catcher, Kirk, behind the plate, not only what he does catch, throw, and from a defensive perspective, this kid can hit. You know, he doesn't look the role. He doesn't look the part. You know, that body isn't normal for what we see at the major league level. But you watch him hit for a while. I watched him hit for a couple series, and I'll tell you what, this kid can flat out hit. He's one of those guys fall out of bed and hit. And it's just been a kind of a team effort on their part. It's Vladdy leading the way, having the huge postseason that he's having. But all these other guys, they're getting big hits out of nowhere. The Clement kid, you know, it was DFA'd 2 years ago, and look at the postseason he's having. So it's not just one or two. It's Vladdy leading the way, but it's everybody doing their part. It's been a lot of fun to watch. And that starting rotation, you know, who would have thought that Bassett would be in the bullpen for him? Yesevich, hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly. I think he had four starts in the big leagues. He's 22 years old, and he's having an unbelievable postseason. They can't seem to figure out that split finger. You know, Scherzer, 41 years old, he's taking his turn on the bump. And, you know, Gausman, he's been their guy. He's been their top guy all year. He's pitched great the postseason, pitched into a little tough luck, but he's tough. You know, tomorrow it's 3-2 Toronto. They're going back to Toronto, which right now, as I mentioned at the top, is a real tough place to play. But I'll tell you, if there's anybody that I'd want having the ball tomorrow night for the Dodgers, it's Yamamoto. You can't say enough about what he's done in this postseason. Two complete games in a day and age where complete games don't happen. So If I could have the ball in one guy's hand, it'd be Yamamoto. I think they're going to tie it up. I think it's going to go to a game seven. And if I had to, you know, make a prediction right now, I give the slight edge to Toronto, just playing two games at home and that magic season that they seems like is continuing on.
Yeah, we got Brett Boone, Mariners legend, Reds legend, on the line with us. Insider calls are brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers the professional grade products that you need, delivered when and where you need them. You can call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Hey, Brett, we've had this whole conversation, and the name Ohtani has not been uttered once. You went out there and you played. You were great in the batter's box. You were great in the field. He's just doing it all. Even last year when he didn't have to pitch, he's stealing bases. How impressed have you been by this guy's performance?
I think I echo what the rest of the guys that have played this game at a high level for a long time are echoing. And the fact that we never thought we'd see this. You know, I'm a purist. I'm a pessimist at heart. But if you'd have told me 10 years ago, we're going to have a guy that pitches and hits and does it at this level. Now, if you would have said one day, you know, there was going to be a hitter that was going to be a pretty good player, you know, maybe hit sixth in the lineup, and he also pitches and he gives you an inning out of the bullpen here and there, I'd buy that. I'd say as life goes on, as we progress as a society, yeah, one day that wouldn't blow my mind to see that. But to see a guy, he's not just playing he's playing at a Hall of Fame superstar level offensively, and he would be, if you take the 30 teams in Major League Baseball, he's probably the number one starter for 26 of them. On this Dodger team, he's the number four starter. That says a little bit about the Dodgers. But as far as his accolades, I don't think I can really say more than's already been said. It blows my mind the fact that he's doing what he's doing at that level, at that level, meaning the level he's playing at, and it also being at the highest level, and that's Major League Baseball. Mind-blowing. Never thought I'd see it. We're seeing it right now. So it's just something I think you've, as a fan, you've just got to appreciate, because this is a once-in-a-lifetime type thing you're seeing right now. I try to compare it to other sports, and what would it be equal to? Would it be equal to being the quarterback on an NFL team and returning kicks like Deion Sanders and running them back? And after you run back a touchdown on a punt, you jump on, you know, you take a break, but now it's offense and you're the quarterback. I think that's the closest thing I can come to comparing it to. It's mind-boggling. Every time I see him out there, it's amazing. He's a starting pitcher and he's a leadoff hitter. He's got to go from the mound. They got to have his stuff ready for him. It's amazing. It's fun to watch. You know, I don't know if we'll ever see this in my lifetime again, but I'm enjoying watching it right now.
Yeah, it'd be like, I don't know, Deion Sanders and Steve Young together. I don't know. It's just, it's bananas.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, Brett Boone is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. You say that we'll never see this again. You played with one of the greatest, until maybe Shohei now, greatest Japanese player ever in Ichiro. Like, you knew what it meant to have a guy come over from Japan. You come from a baseball family. Do you think... You think this is a one-off? We won't have more guys developed overseas, maybe another 10 or 15 years, that get imported to do both?
Well, I think that in the game, it's never been considered. You know, how many guys do you think probably were talented on both sides? You know, the guy I remember with that I played with for a long time was Johnny Olerud. Mm-hmm. And Johnny was a great hitter. I remember in college facing him, he was probably the best hitter in the country his draft year. But I faced him on the mound, and I remember I think his junior year, he went 10-0 and hit like 470. But even that, you know, he wasn't going to go both sides, because that was kind of taboo. You can't play both sides; it's too much. You can't prepare to pitch every fifth day and hit on a daily basis. So it was kind of discouraged. The fact that he's opened up this door and people are seeing it. I think we're going to see more in the future of kids trying to be two-way players. Now, when I say in my lifetime, if I'll ever see it again, what I mean is, no, I think now he's opened the door up. I think we are going to start to see two-way players being developed in the minor leagues. But to do it at the level he's doing it at, that's tough. I mean, with the exception of Aaron Judge, I think he's the premier hitter in baseball. I think Aaron Judge is still the premier hitter, but I put Ohtani number two. That's number two in the entire game. So he's hitting at that level, and he's pitching at a Cy Young level. I don't know that we'll see. All these two ways that are going to be developed right now, I'd be hard pressed to say we're going to see somebody that can do it on both sides of the base, both sides of the rubber and the box at that level.
Well, Brett, let me ask you this in finality. I want to talk to you about your former team that you played with, the Mariners. I mean, we know about that 116, and then this year they get close with all the bats kind of catching up to the pitching. Yeah. It just stinks to see the Mariners get so close, and then the Blue Jays took it from them, man. Just to talk about those fans in Seattle. They've never been to a World Series. Y'all got close. They got close this year, and the fans deserve it, man.
Absolutely. You know, you feel, you know, spending as much time as I did in that city and how great the fans were to me. You know, I sit on the sidelines. You know, I have my Texas Ranger hat on, but the emotional side of me would like to see something good happen for that city and all the years they've been waiting to. And I thought they were the superior team. I really did. I thought the Mariners on paper were better than the Toronto Blue Jays. But as I've mentioned throughout this interview, the Blue Jays have something special this year, and the Mariners got caught by that magic that the Blue Jays are rocking.
Yeah, well, soon. Well, Brett, always appreciate the time and the expertise. Tell everybody where they can follow and keep up with you. We're going to see you back on the bench, or what's going on, Brett? Fill us in.
Yeah, you're going to see me somewhere. We'll figure it out. You know, as of now, I'm maintaining my role, but we'll see. Next couple of weeks, we're going to have some definitive. I'll know what I'm doing for sure in some capacity in this game. I'm going to stay. You know, I came back with an old skipper of mine, Bruce Bochy. He's obviously moved on. I'm interested to see what he's going to do going forward. But yeah, I'm going to stay in the game. You know, like I said, it got my juices flowing again. You know, baseball's been my whole life, and I think that's where I belong for the second half of my life.
Hey, Brett, we appreciate it. Hey, do me a favor. You tell Bruce he needs to go do voiceovers, okay? We need him doing Disney and Lion King. We need that voice of God in something.
He's one of the greatest. He's one of the greatest.
He is. Hey, Brett, we appreciate you. We'll catch you soon, okay?
You got it. Thank you.
A big thank you to Major League Baseball insider and also legend, Brett Boone, also Odyssey Insider. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers the professional-grade products that you need, delivered when and where you need them. Call, click, Grainger.com, or just stop by. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You just heard from Brett. I would not be surprised if we went to a Game 7 here between the Toronto Blue Jays in the Los Angeles Dodgers. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back on the other side of the break, you know, we talked about how difficult it is to just go out and play two ways on a baseball field. We talked about all these injuries that players can suffer and the investment. Well, damn it, we got a couple of basketball players that'll already hurt. And you also just heard from Brett. He says, man, I'm going to be out here coaching somewhere. That's good. We got a couple of coaches who are getting paid. I'm going to give you an update on that. We'll talk about some of these injuries that have already taken place in the NBA. But we also got the start of Thursday Night Football. To get an update on what's going on between the Ravens and the Dolphins and everything else, it's time for a news flash. Here he is, Rich Ackerman.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts, Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yo, a big thank you to Brett Boone, Major League Baseball All-Star, Gold Glove, Odyssey Insider, famed Boone family. Shout outs to Brett Boone. Always a great conversation having Brett Boone on. If you missed it, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app as we have just discussed everything going on in the world of sports. Okay, thank you as well to Rich Ackerman for coming through with the update. And we know that we got Thursday Night Football going on right now, and the Baltimore Ravens, they still lead the Dolphins 7-3, you know, scoring that touchdown on that turnover of that forced fumble and the pretty much take back. How about this? Shout outs to my main man Matt down in Louisiana. LSU firing athletic director Scott Woodward after they have given Brian Kelly the boot. You cannot make this up. A shout outs to Nick Bromberg, senior writer at Yahoo, for this story that just dropped about 10 minutes ago. This is Botcher, you can't make this up. We just had a whole conversation about this. According to Yahoo Sports sources, Woodward was fired not long after Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry made it clear that Woodward would not be leading the Tigers' search for a new football coach. This is nuts. Woodward's firing means that LSU is now looking for a president and an athletic director along with a football coach. School is currently being led by interim president Matt Lee, but he was not among the three finalists for the permanent position that the school revealed Wednesday afternoon. Wow. What did you say, Botcher?
I was just thinking, did the governor know all of this was going to happen? And this is why he went out and talked about it yesterday?
No, I think the governor was being a jerk. He was being a politician. I don't want to give him that much credit. He pushed the buttons. Okay. If that wasn't the case, they think they would have fired both of them at the same time. I mean, why wait a few days to give Brian Kelly the boot and then go ahead and just fire the athletic director a couple of days later? I mean, it's stated pretty clearly here. And I mean, yeah, you can always say, well, you know, is this true or not true? Woodward was fired not long after Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry made it clear that Woodward would not be leading the Tigers' search. And that sucks. I mean, who got more flow? I mean, the governor was voted in. He ain't getting fired. I mean, who can get fired? I mean, well, the guy after, it's just a mess right now in Louisiana with LSU. It is highly unfortunate. And if you missed the comments by the governor, LSU, if you're not familiar, it's a public school. It's a state school, Louisiana State University. This is not a private institution. And so Jeff Landry, the governor, took it upon himself to kind of put in his two cents about who was going to select Brian Kelly's successor. And he basically said Scott Woodward would not be the guy. And just to give you a little bit of a background here, as we discussed, Scott Woodward used to be the athletic director at Texas A&M. And Jimbo Fisher, we know he got fired. He had a $76 million buyout. And so even though Scott Woodward hired Jimbo Fisher, he was not, let me say this again, Scott Woodward, who just got fired from LSU, when he was at Texas A&M, he was not responsible for him getting this massive buyout. The buyout did not double until he got a contract extension. Scott Woodward was gone. He was already at LSU by then. And so I don't know if Jeff Landry is misinformed. I do know that he's trying to make a big fuss about this. He did end up getting the poor damn guy fired. Well, maybe he's not the poor damn guy. I'm sure he got a nice exit package too. But this is what Jeff Landry had to say about Scott Woodward not picking the next LSU head coach.
No, I can tell you right now, Scott Woodward is not selecting the next coach. Hell, I'll let Donald Trump select it before I let him do it. I don't know, but the Board of Supervisors is going to come up with a committee and they're going to go find us a coach. Hold on. One real quick thing on that. Because here's what y'all reporters need to do. Y'all need to start looking at who represents all these people. Like these agents. You know what's interesting? If I'm not mistaken, Woodard's agent, Kelly's agent, the Texas A&M, they're all the same agent. Like you realize if I would be, I don't know how y'all, how many sports writers we got here today? Like I'm, just you. We should have a bunch. Okay? Like this is ridiculous. Lawyers would be disbarred for the way these agents act and the way they're able to represent. There's no doubt, they may even represent some of the players now. Like, it's really time for the NCAA to put on some guardrails in college sports. Because, and it's fine, we don't need the guardrails. If big billionaires want to spend all that kind of money, no problem. But if I got to go find $53 million from Kemp, it's not going to be a pleasant conversation. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, what's kind of nuts to me, it is, well, there's quite a few things that are nuts, and we went through this. The fact that you have a governor kind of putting in his two cents just to, I think, pacify his base and maybe pick up a few fans and voters along the way. And then the other element is, why are you comparing this to a lawyer? Like, okay, it's not a lawyer, it's an agent, and I don't have squat to do with anything. What is he implying? Okay, that an agent is sitting around and everybody's getting their cut and their share and a piece of the, who cares, bruh? This is what the schools all over the country have boiled down to. There's enough money out there that now we've had these buyouts. And then he continued on, the governor of Louisiana, he continues on by telling everybody, oh, yeah, well, we have to bring a head coach in here. But then the head coach has to have incentives. Like, who are you hiring that they're going to wake up and deal with this crap? And then how are you going to attract, and somebody's going to take the job. How are you going to bring on an athletic director when you got the governor putting in his two cents? That's supposed to help things? I mean, we had this conversation with Jim Derry from NOLA News, NOLA.com, and certainly appreciate his insight. This is like, and it's not the same case, almost, kind of, sort of. It's like Jerry Jones with the Dallas Cowboys. Like, you're going to attract somebody because it is the Cowboys. LSU is going to attract talent because this is LSU. But you're going to have certain people that look at the job and just go, why do I want that job when the dysfunction doesn't even come from just totally inside, but also comes from the governor? Like, this is where we're looking at right now. The governor's complaining about the NCAA, and there's a lot to complain about with the NCAA. This is out of this world. We got a governor in here in the state, in the United States of America, complaining about a football program. Oh, yeah, by the way, it's been reported that the buyout for Brian Kelly is going to get paid by a private donor and not the taxpayers of Louisiana. And so, hey, what's the big deal here? Okay, we got the governor beefing. You beefing about money or you beefing about football? What, is he going to run LSU football himself the whole damn way? This story just gets wilder and wilder. Yeah, I'm going to give you an update on Thursday Night Football on the other side of the break. We got the Ravens and the Dolphins going at it. We'll talk more of this nonsense. We'll talk injuries. We'll get into a few things that took place this day in sports history. We got a lot going on. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.